Welcome to day number 17. We are up to Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, continuing on the topic of brachos that we say before eating. In the previous Mishnah, we learned the halacha that on fruits, we say the bracha of borei pri ha'etz, and on vegetables, we say borei pri ha'adama. So let's say someone makes a mistake, that's where our Mishnah picks up. Beirach al peiros ha'ilan borei pri ha'adama. If someone said ha'adama on a fruit, right, you're eating an orange and you say borei pri ha'adama, says the Mishnah Yatza, it still works. Why? Because technically, even though the orange does grow on a tree, the tree grows in the ground. So technically saying, God, thank you for the one who created fruits from the ground, so to say, that it applies, right? It still works. The orange is technically still from the ground. We try, by the way, in general, it's considered higher praise to be more specific with our brachos. So that's why we don't say hadama generally on fruit. We get more specific. We say, thank you, Hashem, for making the fruits of trees. But if you did say hadama, it's still true. So therefore, it still works. Says the Mishnah, let's say the opposite or the inverse. V'al peiros ha'aretz, let's say someone on a vegetable said borei pri ha'etz. You're about to eat a cucumber and you said, thank you Hashem for making the fruit of trees. Says the Mishnah, lo yatza. It doesn't count. Why? Because, well, it's just not true, right? Cucumbers or potatoes, etc. didn't grow on trees. So it's not included in that bracha and therefore it doesn't work. Al kulam, on all of them, says the Mishnah, im amar shahakol niyev dvaro. If you said that this bracha, this catch-all bracha of shakol niyev dvaro, that everything is because you will it to be, that you say it is, you bring everything to existence, yatza, it works. Why? Because again, it technically is true, right? When you say this bracha, when you're eating the orange, it's absolutely true that God willed it into existence, or everything is because of God. When you eat the potato, the same thing. Again, we try to be more specific. We try to say the particular bracha, it's considered a higher form of praise when we say, you know, thank you Hashem for making this fruit of a tree, for bringing this out of the earth, etc. But shahakol technically is this catch-all bracha. Even though you shouldn't say it ideally, you shouldn't use it ideally for that purpose, it still works if you said that bracha. And that is the source of the halacha. Sometimes people say that if you don't know a bracha, say shahakol. That's technically true, although you shouldn't just rely on that. You should try to figure out what the bracha is. But that is Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Gimel. So in the last Mishnah we were just discussing, the Mishnah concluded by saying when shahakol works, bidyeved, right? If you shouldn't ideally say a shahakol on a fruit or on a vegetable, but if you did, it works. So now our Mishnah is going to list the example, the times in which shahakol is lechatchila, when you actually should say shahakol to begin with. Al davar she'en gedula min ha'aretz, and something that does not grow from the ground, omer shahakol. So anything, that's the general rule. Anything that doesn't grow from the ground gets a shahakol. Says the Mishnah, al chometz, on vinegar, v'al hanovlos, on unripened fruit, v'al govai, on grasshoppers. We know that the Torah says that certain grasshoppers are kosher. We generally don't have that mesorah anymore, at least Ashkenazim don't have that mesorah as to which ones are kosher, so Ashkenazim certainly do not eat grasshoppers anymore. There are those, specifically the Temanim, the Yemenites, who I believe do have the mesorah, and therefore I guess would eat them. I think some groups of Sephardim do as well, who have that mesorah straight, you know, it goes all the way back as to which ones are kosher. But certainly from the Torah's perspective, grasshoppers are kosher, and says the Mishnah on all three of those things, vinegar, unripened fruit, and on govai, on grasshoppers, omer shahakol. It's just interesting to point out with chometz, and perhaps with unripened fruit, but let's talk about chometz specifically, it's this middle stage really, because if it's really vinegar, that's like gross, no one would ever eat or drink that, so then you wouldn't say a bracha at all, right? Then it's not really considered edible. And if it's not chometz at all, if it's still wine, then of course you'd say borei pri gafen. It's really in this middle stage where it's still edible or drinkable, but it's not quite in its form. So same thing with unripened fruit. They're not chashuv, they're not in the highest state that they should be, and therefore we don't say the bracha that you'd expect, which is ha'etz. Instead we say shahakol. Continues the Mishnah, ala chalav, on milk, ve'ala gvina, and on cheese, ve'ala beitzim, and on eggs, omer shahakol. Again, examples of what the Mishnah said, that these are things that don't go from the ground, and therefore we say shahakol. Rabbi Yehuda omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with some of these cases. He says, kol shehu min klala, anything that is considered a species of curse, so to say. Ein mevarachim alav, we don't say a bracha on it. So what does that mean? So the Bartanura says that he's specifically arguing on two, maybe three, but we'll just say two cases that were previously said. Novlos, which is unripened fruit, we would consider unripened fruit to not be a great thing. You want ripe fruit, right? And that's considered a bracha. If you have beautiful, lush fruit that's fully ripe, that's considered a bracha, right? If it's not, if it's unripened, we assume that's a klala, right? That's whether it's cursed or not, but we call it almost like a min klala. It's not what it should be, and therefore it's almost like a cursed species, so to say. And the same thing for grasshoppers. Grasshoppers, as we know from this past week's parsha, right? They can be terribly destructive, right? Grasshoppers ruin crops, ruin the livelihood of farmers, and therefore grasshoppers are considered a min klala, so to say, a species of curse. Says Rabbi Yehuda, he argues on two of those cases when the Tanakhama says you should say shahakol on those two or anything that's considered a min klala. Perhaps it's more than that. Rabbi Yehuda says that you do not say any bracha at all. We'll continue with Mishnah Dalet tomorrow.